This episode of the Hatchcast is brought to you by Conquer Accelerator, a 10-week summer accelerator program devoted to its select startup companies and the entrepreneurs who bring them to life. Conquer Accelerator. Let's make startups thrive.
Welcome back to Hatchcast. I'm here. This is Aaron, and I'm here with Kurt Krieger. How you doing, Kurt?
Doing okay. Just learning how to use Adobe Audition now. We're being upgraded to the bougie.
It feels a little sexier, that's yes. For sure. And joining us after being away for what seems like about 10 years is Caitlin Setter.
Hi, everyone.
The wondrous, wonderful intern who's leaving on June 22nd.
Still a ways away.
Yeah, you say that now. And it is May 29th, and I'm sort of panicking. It's Panic at the Disco, my friends.
Good band.
Yeah, a very good band, yes. In fact, a band that a friend of ours from last week, Amber Shin, who is the marketing director for the MSU Innovation Center, she also likes that band, Panic at the Disco. So last week we had a great show. We, you know, talked for an hour and 26 minutes. It was a lot of talking.
Indeed it was.
And we talked with Amber Shin. And we talked to Zoe Zapatel, co-founder of the Connector app and participant in the 2016, the very first Conquer Accelerator program. And then they all talked about their experiences with the Conquer program and all things entrepreneurship at Michigan State University. So what are we doing today?
So today, it's actually very exciting. So with Conquer right around the corner, we're finally able to pick up some steam and get some of these teams in to talk to them. And in fact, we have two teams this week. We have Linco Language Labs, and they'll be providing you a better idea of what they do. And we also have Smart Staffing, another great startup here that's in this year's or this summer's cohort. So they're going to talk to us about who they are, what they do, and how they're turning their ideas into problem-solving playbooks.
Nice.
I like it.
Yes.
This will be Caitlin's first podcast that she'll be doing after being on for as a guest.
Yes, a guest star.
A guest star. And now she's up the ranks to co-host.
I got hired.
You did. Tyler Mihai is out this week, probably enjoying what all of us call a memorial holiday. He's just extended his holiday. As all of us sit here and wishing we had also extended our memorial.
Yeah, I think he is in Chicago right now.
Tyler, we still love you. Come back.
Come back, Tyler.
All right. Well, we're so excited to bring on our guests. And thank you for coming back to listen to us on Hatchcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Hatchcast. We're very excited about this week's podcast where we have Seth and Annie here with us from Linco Language Labs. Is that it? Learning Labs? Language Labs?
Linco Language Labs.
Language Labs. So thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Very cool. So I'll just jump right into it and just kind of start the interrogation. We know you're Seth and Annie, but who are you guys exactly as far as what do you do at MSU as your students, correct?
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting. So I'm Seth, and I'm a computer science major at Michigan State, but our intern, Annie, here is not from MSU, and I'll let her tell you all about it.
Yeah, I'm actually about to be a super senior at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. It's right between Austin and Dallas. And I was just looking for an internship for the summer because I have one more semester left, and so I didn't have anything that I was doing during this time. And I found Linco through a program called Hacker Fellows, and the reason I was drawn to this program was because I really am passionate about startups, and I also love educational technologies, so Linco was kind of an obvious choice.
Awesome, which is cool, and a lot of people don't know that in order to participate in Conquer, you don't have to be a student at Michigan State University. So it's awesome to have people like Annie coming all the way from Waco, where I'm pretty sure that's where they film Fixer Upper a lot, right?
I was just thinking about that.
That's correct. I actually grew up neighbors with the Gaineses. So
what?
Wow.
Yes, so she's basically a celebrity here.
That's is this your cool. first time in Michigan?
Yeah, it is, actually. I have family in Brighton, mm-hmm. Just outside Detroit, but I had never been able to visit them because it's a long way. So I'm going to get to stay with her in a few weeks. So that's exciting.
Awesome. Very cool. Happy to have you.
More about you, Seth. How did you... You're a co-founder of this?
Yeah, along with Ian Rao and my other co-founder.
Okay, and where did this idea come from? How did you come up with Linko?
Well, let's see. Where do we start? So a few years ago, well, let's go all the way back to high school. So I was a French student and a mediocre French student, in fact. I boasted 4 years of straight C's in French and wasn't all the best French student. So you can probably imagine how surprised my parents were when I said I'd like to go travel abroad and I'd like to study in Paris. And they're like, well, you don't know French because you're a bad French student. And they were right. So... I wanted to go study for the summer in Paris at an all-French-speaking university, but the problem is you need to know French in order to be able to do that. And the problem was I already knew some French, but I had no idea what I knew, the mistakes that I made, what I need to work on in order to improve. So there was definitely a lot of room for improvement, but I wasn't sure where to begin. And there weren't any tools out there to tell me exactly what I already knew and what I needed to work on. So I was lucky enough to find a tutor who was able to help me through that, but tutors are expensive, good ones are scarce, so it definitely wasn't a scalable solution. Though fortunately, thanks to her help, I was able to attend that program and spent 3 months in Paris speaking only French. And I thought, is there a way that we can use technology to bring this solution to everybody, where somebody who's learning a language can actually figure out what they know and what they need to work on and then focus on those? Since the language classroom is the best place to implement that solution, we looked at how can we give teachers these tools to help them understand where their students are at and what they need to work on. So that is how Linko essentially was born.
Did you end up doing well at that program in Paris?
Yeah, I did. I had a ton of fun, and I'm looking to go back once I can. In fact, I actually added a French minor.
Wow.
So computer science and a minor in French now.
So programming in French?
So actually, programming is done just in the English for the most part.
Oh, really?
But I can talk about programming in French.
That's so funny. That's very funny.
Good skill to have.
So do you want to expand a little bit about on your product? Is it software for teachers? Is it an app?
So it's a platform. So the way that it works is, let's say you're a teacher. You create a course and then you add modules. In these modules, you can add assignments, you can add vocabulary sets for students to learn, and you can add grammar skills. Then what we do is we use artificial intelligence. When you assign these to your students, we figure out what words the students already know, which ones they need to work on, and then using our algorithms, we can figure out the best time to study a word and how well a student knows it, and then we can continuously assess and go back and recalibrate our system to figure out like the optimal time for a student to study it and how often they need to. The reason why this is different is most language learning systems, everybody starts at the same spot and everybody goes through the same path. But not every student learns the same, so that's not really the best way to do things. So what we do is we take an adaptive approach where essentially the computer will adapt to you, and based on how well you're doing with a word or a grammar skill, it will focus on the things you need to work on the most.
That's awesome. How many languages do you currently have?
Our intention is to launch with French and Spanish, and then mm-hmm. eventually we'll add on German and any of the other ones.
Right.
This whole podcast right now is kind of around the Conquer Accelerator. So our question for you guys, what was it that made you want to be a part of this? What was it that made you think that the Conquer Accelerator was necessary for Linko?
Well, the cool thing about Michigan State is I didn't even realize that they had an entrepreneurship program until about 6 months ago. So here I had already had this idea for Linko, but I had no idea of how to like scale it. I had no clue what a business plan was, financial projections, or any of these tools like beyond the product. So Michigan State was great because through the Hatch, I was able to really refine my vision, and they gave us a lot of resources to help us really hone in on making the product achievable. So, for instance, we've been just in like the 6 months that we've been in through the Hatch, we've had so many incredible opportunities. I've been to Paris, I've been to New Orleans, all these great places just because of the Hatch's contributions. And then the mentorship, We found our first investor through the Hatch, who then became our financial advisor. So just a lot of great opportunities and connections, and Conquer seemed like just the next step for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You also got an intern all the way from Baylor, right?
Yeah, we're that's already recruiting cool. across the country.
Yeah, wow, that's impressive. I think you guys seem like you're not only are you doing well currently, but you've been doing that at a very fast pace.
Absolutely. It's incredible when we look at the demo that we launched just for 30 students in January to where we're at. We're projecting our fall launch to have 10,000 students. It's absolutely just incredible when we look at the state of Linco 6 months ago to now.
That's amazing. Are these schools around the Michigan area? Or are they out in Texas? Or
well, we haven't reached out to Texas yet, but we're starting out with Michigan schools because they're mm-hmm. local and we can collaborate with the instructors. The big thing is we want to make sure that we're creating like a user-centric product. The big thing that we see as a problem with some of the other solutions out there for education technology, it seems like they don't really consult the student that enough, where they design these products to be for the teacher, if they even do that. But usually, even though the student makes up 99% of the user base, they're the ones who are consulted the least. So we want to be able to make sure that we're in touch with our users, including the students and the teachers. So starting out with Michigan schools, that's going to allow us to actually meet with them mm-hmm. in person.
Wow. I came from a school around here, so if you guys had gotten started 10 years back, I think I probably would have been using that for Spanish in high school.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that.
When it comes to Conquer, you guys have a pretty good idea of what you're in for. You're in for a 10-week boot camp of sprinting a marathon, essentially. So what is it about all of that that excites you? Because most people would hear the schedule that you guys are going to go through and how rigorous it is. Why are you so excited to be involved in this?
I think it's awesome to have like-minded individuals who are working on a product and really pushing towards a goal, and just the space to actually sit down, or the time and space to actually sit down and work on your product. I think it's really exciting. Annie and I are going over some of the features that we're going to have, and we're really excited and looking forward to actually sitting down and building them. And so not only will Conquer provide us with the time and space to do that, but they're also giving us resources such as mentorship and a lot of other things that can really help structure the product.
So do you have a goal at the end of Conquer where you'd like to be? You don't have to put any standards on yourself here, but do you have a goal in mind? Do you guys have an idea of where you want to be at the end of this?
Our goal is to have Linco ready to be in the hands of users by the 1st of July.
Okay.
So that means essentially like the minimal features for it to be able to work and for us to get feedback, because we want to make sure that we're still giving it to our users early enough that they can give us input and we can still change some of the features to make it best suited for them. And then our August 1st or July 31st goal will be to have it ready for the schools to roll out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're continuing the 6 month sprint you've already been on.
Essentially. Yeah. It seems like it, once it starts, it just doesn't stop.
Right. So for our listeners, where would they be able to find more information about your company?
So we have everything about our product on our website, which can be found at www.linco.io. And that talks about the platform, the features, and it also gives an opportunity for people who would like to become beta testers to get in touch with us.
Awesome.
And how do you spell Linco?
L-I-N-G-C-O.
All right. I just know some people might hesitate and spell it wrong and end up in a different website, and we know how that goes. But, well, thank you, Annie and Seth, for being here. We understand you guys are very busy and didn't mean to take time out of your day, but we appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck moving forward, and hopefully we'll have you back on here talking about your successes.
Oh, more than happy to. We look forward to talk soon.
This podcast is made possible by the MSU Foundation, fueling economic development and the commercialization of cutting-edge technologies invented by Michigan State University faculty, staff, and students. Connect, invest, inspire.
The Hatchcast is also brought to you by Spartan Innovations.
Spartan Innovations provides educational and financial support necessary to turn MSU research technologies into successful Michigan businesses and spur entrepreneurship at MSU and across Michigan. So welcome back to HatchCast. I have with me here the Smart Staffing team, Bailey and Hassan. Do you guys want to give a little bit of an introduction of your company and you guys to start off with?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So hi, I'm Bailey Paxson. I'm the founder of Smart Staffing. Basically, we're building an operations management platform for adult in-home healthcare agencies. So we look at the caregivers they have and the clients they have, and then we optimize which caregiver gets sent to which clients. And so we do this by looking at the needs, the wage, location, personality, continuity of care, to really give these clients and the caregivers the best possible experience.
Yep, my name is Hassan, and I'm a computer science student, a senior at Michigan State, and I'm on the product development side. So my job is just to build the algorithm that does the matching stuff and scheduling stuff, basically just automating the back end of the home healthcare services. And yeah, so I just joined 2 weeks ago, and I'm excited to work with Bailey.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you know about the Hatch and Conquer
before
then?
Yeah, I did. Actually, Tom was my mentor for the program. Right. So I've been here before. And then I met Bailey. And then he told me about the idea of the smart stuff. I really liked it. And I also liked the project that later on we have to implement machine learning stuff, which is mm-hmm. pretty cool. So yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I know a little bit about the background of how you got the idea and where you got started. But for the listeners, can you kind of describe where the idea came from?
Yeah, definitely. So I've been really involved with entrepreneurship for really my whole life growing up. And so I started off back in eighth grade when my dad went through this process of I want to buy a company, I want to start one. And so this is really good bonding experience for us, because we talked about different ideas, and it was right when Shark Tank popped up, and so it was awesome. And so I ended up trying to start a medical device company, and so I was doing that for a few years. And then actually my dad started a couple of home health agencies during my freshman year of high school. And so ever since then, I've worked as the office staff. I've worked as part of the caregiver and going into actual people's homes and taking care of them. And so one of the things is what's really cool about having your parents as one of the owners of these agencies is that you get to see them when they come home and complain about stuff. And so the biggest thing that you do in entrepreneurship is you look for a problem that you have. You look for the major pain points. And the thing is, I get to witness that firsthand. So my parents would come home from the office and just constantly complain about these issues with scheduling and staffing, or caregivers not showing up for their shifts, or things coming up and they have to reschedule, and it's just a huge pain. And then on top of that, the software system that they're currently using right now, they don't work, and so they don't get used. And so it results in a lot of different mistakes, like people being unqualified for shifts mm-hmm. and people not getting along. And there's a big culture misfit that happens because of it.
Right. I've experienced the in-care, home healthcare industry. So I'm glad you guys are stepping in and trying to help bring technology into it and improve the system.
Great. That's thanks. Awesome. Well, we're really happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it would make life easier for a lot of people. Save a lot of time and money. So
yeah. People always love that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's so important, because for a lot of these clients, this is one of the last intimate relationships that they're ever going to have in their lifetimes. And so they live their whole lives, and you really want to do the best possible job that you can, because they really deserve it. And it's your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa. It's your loved ones.
Right.
And one day it's going to be you too.
Yeah. So. And you hope someone will take care of you just as... Yeah.
And one good thing about this software that we have is it also has personality match thing, so you can actually have this is your likes and these are your dislikes, so you can actually have a better relationship.
Okay.
The client and the caregiver can have more of a comfortable relationship while they're working.
Awesome.
So I think
both
that's
the client will fill out their kind of personality.
Exactly.
And then the caregiver fills out theirs.
Yeah. So we give them the human touch, and we allow it to scale.
So how did you guys decide that you needed to be a part of the Conquer 2018 program?
Well, it all started off freshman year when I was doing that medical device company. Mm-hmm. I actually applied for Conquer, and then I didn't get in.
Okay.
And so Conquer has just been one of those things that I've wanted to do.
One of your goals.
For the past few years, yeah. And so it's really exciting to be a part of it now.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any goals or things that you're trying to improve or work on throughout the 10 weeks?
Yeah, definitely. So there's a couple like main goals that we really want to do. And so number one is we want to have a soft launch September 1st, okay. where we're onboarding 25 different agencies. And then on top of that, we really want to kind of solidify our team and making sure that we all have defined roles. And we're just taking care of all the basics. So in the fall, we're ready to move forward full mm-hmm. steam ahead.
And is it currently just you two on the team or?
Yeah, so there's a... Well, Yash is working with us right now, but unfortunately he's leaving with us. This is his last week with us, right, going into the accelerator. And then Simeon is over, he's interning in Chicago, and mm-hmm. so we've had access to him through the MSC Dev Shop, mm-hmm. and so he's been doing a lot of the front-end work, but he's interning full-time, so we don't
he's
get as
busy.
Much. Yeah, mm-hmm. so we don't get as much access to him as we would like. But
so are you looking to bring new mm-hmm. people into the team?
Yeah, definitely. So development is going to be like a huge problem for mm-hmm. us right now. And then we're also looking for like a marketing person and mm-hmm. sales and kind of UI designer.
So if any of you listeners out there are looking for a job, we've got one right here.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Awesome. So what have you guys been able to accomplish prior to Conquer and then as well as getting into Conquer? Have you guys been in any startup competitions or anything like that?
Oh, tons. We've been super fortunate and we've done really well in the different competitions. So we actually started out back in November at Startup Weekend mm-hmm. Where I started off with a different team and then me and then another kid actually quit the team to go do this idea. And we stayed up until like 2 a.m. the first night of Startup Weekend mm-hmm. and then... We ended up winning, which was awesome.
Congrats.
And thank you. And
for you user or listeners out there who don't know what Startup Weekend, it's pretty much just 3 days over one weekend where people come into the Innovation Center and they just hammer out business plans. So they join, I don't know, how many teams are usually there?
10 or 12.
10 or 12 teams. Mm-hmm. And then they pretty much just work on an idea and bringing it to a viable business. Continue with your accomplishments list. Thank you.
And so actually I worked with my dad over winter break to build kind of the algorithm. And so actually I was in a computer science. I'm a business dual finance and psych student, but I took computer science intro to Python 231 back in the fall. And so during that, it was actually, we had to watch a video on this, like those dating sites, you know, so like eHarmony and Match.com. And what I use that is to use that for the general idea of mm-hmm. like how we're going to match caregivers and clients. And so it's like they've done it for the first intimate relationship,
right.
but we want to do it for the last. So,
that's a fun little line for you guys to yeah. market with.
Oh, exactly, exactly. We're still trying to figure out how we're going to include that in the pitch and not give off the wrong idea. But I mean, it really does the job to explain what we do. Mm-hmm. But I built that algorithm over winter break and then... back in January, we built an initial alpha model where we're being used in a couple of different offices, and we're being used, and like you could see where the caregivers and clients were. We didn't actually have the matching implemented, but we could give you a general idea. But the problem is, like, this is all health protected information, so we had right. to scale back because you can't be unsecure and still have the
laws.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no, it's.
User data is a hot topic now, so
yeah, exactly.
Keeping that safe is
personal
pretty important
identifiable
for you.
Health information,
mm-hmm.
fun stuff. But yeah, and then we ended up doing a student startup madness, and so basically, what they try to do is replicate March Madness with the basketball teams, but with student startups. And so, over 200 startups apply from across the country, and then they narrow it down to 64, then 32, then 8, and then the top 8 go down to pitch at South by Southwest in Austin, mm-hmm. Texas, in March. And we actually ended up taking third there, which was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, for the whole nation.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was...
Thank you for representing MSU there.
You're welcome. That was awesome. I'm really honored to be able to have done that. Mm-hmm. And then we've won a bunch of money in other competitions, so the Greenlight Michigan competition and then the Broad Business Model competition.
Mm-hmm.
We were just in Utah and Salt Lake for... the International Business Model Competition.
Oh, I heard about
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. But
how
yeah.
many teams competed out there?
I think 40 went, but they mm-hmm. were saying that like thousands, like throughout the, you had to do qualifying competitions, and there was
right.
thousands of teams that applied to those different competitions, mm-hmm. and then so they narrowed it down to like 40 teams
wow.
from across the world.
Do you know how many countries were represented?
No, it's a
amount.
Lot.
Yeah.
yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. And what are you most excited about now going into Conquer?
I'm really excited for, like, the team atmosphere and getting to know all the other teams better, being surrounded by like-minded people all day, every day, being surrounded with the coaches and mentors. It's going to be great.
Right.
I think a lot of people would be, like, of our same age, so I think it would be, like, just, you know, exchanging ideas and just talking to them. So, like, yep. I think it would be, like, a fun 10-week program. It's not, like, a typical, like, internship kind of a thing. Nope. It's, like, pretty, like...
hours.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, pretty, like... like laid back atmosphere in terms of like just working and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
and it's just got a facelift, so it looks pretty nice in there. Beautiful. I don't know if you've been.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
you guys are gonna have a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's come a long way. Always growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess just to end it off, where can our listeners find out more about Smart Staffing?
SmartStaffing.co, not .com. .co.
Okay, no M on there.
It's very, very, very important step.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys.
Yep.
If the listeners do want to pursue an internship or a job with you guys, can they find your contact information on the website?
Yes, you can. Just file a little information request.
Okay.
Or contact me directly.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming in and talking with us today.
Yep.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yep.
To stay updated on companies like Lingo Language Labs, Smart Staffing, and the other Conquer cohort teams, make sure to follow Conquer Accelerator on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our show is co-hosted, written, and produced, and also edited by Kurt Krieger, Tyler Mihai, Caitlin Setter, and Aaron Richard. Our show is made possible by a number of institutions. Our team would like to give special thanks to the MSU Foundation, Spartan Innovations, the MSU Hatch, the Burgess Institute, MSU's Undergraduate Entrepreneurship and Innovation, and, of course, Michigan State University. All of you make student entrepreneurship possible here at Michigan State. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of the Hatchcast. Please join us next week when we talk nearly everything entrepreneurship here at Michigan State University. We'll see you next week on the Hatchcast.